From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea's leader says the North Koreans must stop their missile testing if they want to talk. Marking his first 100 days in office, South Korean President Moon Jae-in vowed to prevent war with North Korea at all costs. He said dialogue is possible if Pyongyang halts its nuclear and missile testing. Concern about the North's rapid progress in developing nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missiles has heightened global tensions. This is Vice President Mike Pence.
We welcome the statements of the Kim regime this week with regard to Guam. But our objective is clear. It is a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. And we want the regime in Pyongyang to permanently abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs and ambitions. And we'll continue to bring pressure to bear till we achieve that goal.
The North Korean leader indicated this week a pause in testing to see what the next moves are by the United States. But U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called again on the North to halt its destabilizing activities.
A good point would be a good show of faith, a good show of goodwill would be to stop nuclear testing, to stop ballistic missile testing, to stop destabilizing activities in the region. That would be a good starting point.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged a dialing down of rhetoric and dialing up of diplomacy. He offered his offices for such an effort. A U.N. inquiry concluded that two U.N. investigators were likely murdered by Congolese, likely militia members, in Central Democratic Republic of Congo. It did not rule out the possibility others may have been involved. American Michael Sharp and Swede Zaida Catalan were killed on March the 12th. This is VOA News. Uganda is the home to 1 million South Sudanese refugees. Aid agencies say the milestone number reached this week is a call to action for the international community to not only up the donor support, but also renew efforts to end the conflict. Halima Athumani has the story for VOA.
Exhausted families continue to arrive in Uganda this week as the total number of South Sudanese refugees in the country hit the 1 million mark. Once on the Ugandan side, Lesi Iya and her family stopped to rest. She says they stayed for 3 weeks under trees with only saucepans, plates and some cups for water. She says they need to be taken to a place to find peace and leave what happened behind. IRC country director in Uganda, Angela Rugambwa, says it is the world's fastest growing refugee crisis.
There is not a slowdown in terms of refugees crossing over to Uganda. It's only been on the increase.
For now, all the 1 million South Sudanese refugees in Uganda can do is wait. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
The United Nations says since July of 2016, Uganda has been on the receiving, on average, 1,800 South Sudanese refugees a day, 85% of whom are women and children. As Sierra Leone on Wednesday began a week of national mourning for the hundreds who died in massive mudslides, the grim task of burying bodies began. To forestall the threat of disease, burials of nearly 400 bodies began in and around the capital of Freetown. Shuku Korama Fatamadi's family was tragically affected.
I had relatives staying in this place. My younger sister, with her 3 children and her husband, but they've all died. I've never seen such things in my life before.
Deputy Minister of Health and Sanitation Zuliato Cooper has been a part of the rescue effort.
Away, as you can see, it's already dark. The rains are still pending, and there is a possibility that we will have another incident. And from my point of view and our point of view, Ministry of Health, it's all about saving lives. Would rather we have structures falling down without people in them than people in structures, and then it's a double jeopardy, as I call it.
The country of 6 million had just emerged from the effects of the Ebola outbreak that killed thousands. The top U.S. general says the Trump administration is very close to a long-term policy commitment to Afghanistan that will address a call by Afghanistan Ground Commander General John Nicholson for more international troops to end the stalemate between Afghan forces and the Taliban. The comments come from General Joe Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a day after a U.S. soldier was killed and another American and Afghan soldier were injured during a military operation against Islamic State. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.